the issue that's sometimes called the spoil system, which, again, closely associated with the Grant administration, but a system where those who supported the party would end up getting, if they wanted, government jobs, often in the post office. You know, the U.S. government, federal government, was not very large at this time, but it did have some positions, sinecures that it could grant, and people often became highly involved in politics because they wanted those sorts of positions. And this really brought to the fore the need for civil service reform. And again, Mark Twain was vehement on this subject, writing about how can we hire people to run our government departments and serve in our foreign embassies abroad who have no skills in this area, who are chosen strictly on political grounds. So that became a real focus, and it was a real focus in the next election, pitting James G. Blaine of Maine and Grover Cleveland, also of New York, a Republican. Blaine had been the real leader of the half-breeds of the reformers, but he was not spotless himself. There was some evidence that he had been involved in some shady deals with a railroad in Arkansas. Certainly that's what the Democrats accused him of, and they would chant, as I said before, Blaine, Blaine, James G. Blaine, continental liar from the state of Maine.